Of course, you're listening to the Monday edition of the Closing Market Report. It is the 13th day of October. We're joined by Kurt Kimmel. He's at Bates Commodities in Normal, Illinois, to take a look at the marketplace. Good afternoon to you, Kurt.
Good afternoon, Todd.
It was a good day in Chicago. If you wanted prices to go higher, what was behind all of the green?
Well, a good day for prices, bad day for harvest activity with the weather. Weather took front stage and center here. The idea that, we're going to be wet for the next 48 hours across the Midwest. And, a drier trend once we get into late week and presumably drier once we get into the 1st of November. We'll see how those maps unfold. But end users kind of still having their hands in the pocket, not being real aggressive buyer, but the futures has gotten excited with the first part of October coming and starting to move right along and through here, and possible turns on the dates and also turns on the technical indicators. With funds buying over 7,000 contracts of beans, 3,000 meal, 2,000 oil, 8,000 corn, and 2,000 wheat contracts. So it was a fairly heavy volume day of technical fund-related buying, Todd.
So is it? It's simply that things have turned technically here, and we maybe have put in some kind of harvest low. I'll let you decide whether that's the case or not, and that the funds are in the marketplace, and the rain delay has some to do with that, but that mostly maybe we've found a bottom in this market?
Well, we're trying to record a bottom in through here. Obviously, you look back from a technician point, if you're strictly going by the charts, the low's in place until we take it out. With harvest activity expected to be 20-25% complete in corn and maybe up to 30% complete in beans, it's kind of hard to get real bullish or positive price action and call harvest low in place. Basis is still sloppy in some areas, and it's going to take a little bit of time here before, we get the crop out and find a home. But anxiety, the end user wanting to get some coverage on, will hopefully come forward here and firm up the basis. The thing is, in the beans particularly, we've come off an empty pipeline, per se, and so beans probably have, a little bit more excitement in them, especially if we go ahead and see confirmation Asia's back into the marketplace. They're crushing margins back to a positive somewhat, so we'll see if there's some sales announced this week. But I think we're overall range-bound. This East corn futures up towards the 350 area is fairly good resistance. No beans, 950, 55 up against the previous high we record resistance. There's going to be some buy stops out there they might try to take out, but I believe we'll find a high for the week here by tomorrow or Wednesday, then slowly correct back the other way. It's kind of up one day, down the next type of trading affair, in our opinion.
So if what you're telling me is true, we're within a few pennies of both of those marks for corn and soybeans. You expect to have the high, as you said, in place for the week, maybe in the overnight session tonight or through the day tomorrow, and then to drift lower as the combines start to move from west to east across the Corn Belt?
Well, harvest activity, is going to remain consistent, for the next 2 months. It's going to take some time to get the crop out in some areas. We're not going to see 80-degree weather and sunshine by all means, so it's just going to take some time to get it out, and hopefully, it won't be a case where it has to freeze in some areas to get it out, per se. But I think harvest is a little strong out, a little longer than what people anticipated. We'll see how the transportation system holds up here as we move into the winter and into next spring, per se. But in order to get some actual big up move follow-throughs in through here, I think it's going to hinge on the southern hemisphere on what type of prospects they encounter. They're a little dry in that northeast. There's some moisture in that region forecasted for early next week. That'll probably be a little bit more, but after today's price action and looking at last week's report, we've kind of removed the big news items here. The next big news item will probably be the January report, where they start to come back in and get a handle on these acres, per se. So we're going to run out of news to trade on through here, and once we lose this buying enthusiasm, we can probably drift and wander. I don't see a big up or a big down. I think it's consolidation. Name of the game is take a little out of the middle to add to your bottom line.
What have your clientele been telling you about the elevators in their area, how quickly they have filled up? Some of them, I think, have. Although a rain delay probably is pretty good. That'll give them a chance to move some corn out of the way. What have they been saying about the availability, how quickly they shut down the pits at night, their ability to store the corn to get it all dried and put in place?
Well, I've heard very few cases where there's been real big issues. With the rain delays, they've been able to move stuff around. Going through the countryside, we've gone through past elevators where there was no trucks around at all. So it varies a lot. For the most part, there's not that huge backup. Where if we've got problems right now and we're only 25% harvested, we're going to have huge problems here in another couple weeks when we get in more glut of the corn harvest. So it'll find a home. I think that the basis is relatively widened here. They'll be eager to continue to buy grain fairly cheap here, hedge of the board. We're going to see some huge deliveries here this winter as the commercial takes advantage of that wide basis.
Anything that you should that you would like to pass on that is to our listeners about the 2015 corn and soybean crop?
Well, I don't think there's going to be any corn acres next year, according to what some of these guys are saying. There's some great debate on where the market needs to go for this coming crop year. I think first we need to get the 14 crop out of the field first before we decide what we're going to do on 15. But ideas are close to $4 on December corn futures. It's not really going to discourage a whole lot of acres. We need to see December 15 corn get down to that 350 area to discourage a whole lot of acres. As far as price goes, as far as pencil pushing goes, that varies from individual to individual. But the idea is we need to lose anywhere from 2 to 4 million acres on that 15 corn. The real popular spread is to be buying 15 corn, selling 15 beans on the spread. There's some real bearish numbers for 2015. If the southern hemisphere comes through with a big crop, there's ideas as being market for 2015 could drop below $8. That's a long ways away, but we'll see. So that's kind of the trend. That's kind of the talk. We'll see how that develops here as we go through early winter.
Hey, thanks so much for taking the time with us today.